What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the All Days Off podcast. I am your host, Corey Yoskowitz. I'd like to introduce you guys, our new co-host. She has her own podcast. It's called Shotcast as well. She's a regular at Broadway and Greenwich Comedy Club. I want you guys to give it your all for our new co-host, Selena Harrison.
Thank you. What an introduction. I literally was like feeling like I was about to come on stage. Everybody give it up.
Yeah, just give it
for
up.
For your next comic coming to the stage.
You know, it's my first time kind of doing it in a studio. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm like, yeah.
Starting to sweat.
I also showed up like 45 minutes late, so that's like pretty on par.
You know, when I do the Shotcast, everyone's always late. I'm always here before them. So I think maybe it's just a me thing.
Yeah, we don't really want to be near you for that long.
Yeah. So. People are like, let's make sure we get there right on time, aka 15 minutes late, so we don't have to sit with her very, very long. I rub off on people.
Yeah.
They become alcoholics.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, when I did the Shotcast, I was hungover for 4 days straight. So.
And that was when I was doing it in my apartment.
Yeah, at least you do it you do it during the weekday, which is kind of tough, but at least you do it on Thursdays.
Yeah.
It'd be so evil of you to be, come through on a Monday.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
People would get fired.
Start your week off right.
Yeah, people would get fired. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for coming in, for listening. If you guys have the notifications on whenever I post, everything like that. So I appreciate it. We're going to be a little bit more interactive with you guys. You know, we're going to be posting stories, asking what you guys want to listen to, what you guys like, what you guys don't like. So I appreciate it. And I think we're, like, ready to, you know, get straight into it. Slater, tell me, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me? You know, not much. Same shit, different day. Right, Rick? I was hungover, actually, this week. Already.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I can't drink this weekend.
Why? Shotcast or?
No. I had a work happy hour on Tuesday, which was ballsy.
Yeah, it's tough.
My boss flew in from Israel for this happy hour.
Really?
No, not for that. No. He made it because he was here and like.
You also happen to have a happy hour.
Yeah, well, he planned the happy hour.
What are your thoughts on work happy hours? I mean, I'll tell you mine after. And
God, man, I like the idea more than the actual event. Because it's nice to get some drinks with people after work. You kind of always leave the office a little early.
Yeah.
That's what we did, and it was like a 2-hour limit. And like every place in New York City, I don't know why you need to have like if it's more than. I don't know, 10 people, you have to have, like, a contract with the fucking restaurant.
Yeah, you need
And, like, sign off and, like, have a budget. And because we had no HR for a while, so I was in charge of that.
Which, you were in charge of HR?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know why. I was like, this is not.
What the hell is going on at that company?
I'm not a responsible person.
That's
insane. Yeah. And so we finally have an HR person, and she did it all. And she was like, you have 2 hours, and you have to spend, like, $3,000 or something. And I was like, all right, boys, let's fucking sack up. Let's get some shots.
Let's hit that fucking mark.
Yeah, so I got really drunk.
You hit it in 10 minutes or something?
I did personally. I hit my quota. I put the team on my back.
You'll get 3 bottles of Ace of Spades, please.
Yeah, dude, it was a lot. They had a full spread, too, like, so much food, like a lobster fucking tail, 2 lobster tails.
Yeah,
the head was also there, and then it was
weird. Like the head or no?
No, I don't know if you can even eat the head. Can you?
I don't know. My red flag is like I'm not a lobster guy. I don't know if it's like maybe I got to get into it, but you know what it is for me, lobster.
What?
It's just a lot of work. You ever see somebody eat lobster?
And it's not a lot of game.
It's a lot of fucking work. You got to like crack out.
You need a bib.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
Maybe if you pay me, I'll do it.
Yeah,
it's like a job.
I don't want tools to eat my meal.
You need to fucking chisel your way into a lobster meat.
Labor.
Yeah, it's insane.
Fucking. Ridiculous.
And you're paying for it. I guess you get to eat it at the end, too.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't paying for that one, so I dove right in that bitch.
Yeah, I mean.
It was good.
As a comic, you know, you do these, you either produce shows or you're doing shows at a bunch of bars. And, like, a lot of the times, you know, work happy hours will get in the way. And, like, you got to just, like, you know, you got to just let it be. Like when I'm at the Monkees, like, sometimes they'll do that. And, like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yo, to rent out these rooms, like, I see, like, $8,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And people get fucked up because you got to meet that fucking tab.
Yeah, it's like, are you really going to cancel my comedy show with like 15 people coming? Are you kidding me?
I'm a big deal.
These people paid $5 for this.
Dude.
You're going to cancel your $10,000. Come on.
Yeah. And, well, it's weird because they have a lot of, like, flexibility with that.
Yeah.
But then they're like, if you go over even, like, 5-10 minutes, like, from your slotted time for that happy hour, they start charging you again. Like, yeah, on I'm top sure. of it.
And another I was like, 10K a minute.
Yeah, they're like, let's fucking squeeze these corporate bitches for all they got.
Yes, good. Squeeze them.
Yeah.
I hate work happy hours. I hate the idea. I hate almost everything about it.
You know, the only reason why I might agree with you on some level there is because I obviously get pretty fucking drunk and then I start like start bitching. Yeah. I start saying shit that I want to say that I didn't get to say in the office. I'm like, yo, that fucking meeting today? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, work happy hours
I'm
are a
shocked
trap.
I haven't been
They're
fired.
A trap. Yeah. They're an absolute trap.
It's literally, it should be a reality show.
It's so messed up. It's like, it's like, one, they're a huge trap. Like, you're just getting all your coworkers wasted so they could talk shit and then you could fire them.
Yeah, they're like, well, you said this. And I'm like, it was off campus.
Yeah. It was off campus.
Does that count? It's trappy hour. Yeah. That's what it
trappy
is.
Trappy hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is trappy hour. It's pretty much. It's so funny. You're like, you'll ask your company for a raise and like they'll just be like, oh, we just like don't have the budget for raises. And then like they'll throw like a fucking $45,000
event.
And you're just like, okay, well, I could have got $5,000 of that, you know?
Dude,
like,
it's
I don't
so
give
bad.
A shit. I don't like the last thing I want to do is spend more time with the people I'm with from 9 to 5. Like, why would I do that? If you're going to be like, hey, would you rather, you know, get shit faced with your friends and have a sick time? Or would you rather like have a few drinks with some coworkers and like kind of like, you know, be on thin ice every sentence you say?
I know. Well, like, I get to the point where I'm like, I just don't give a hoot.
Yeah, you don't
and
give
I
a
start
hoot.
Talking shit. I like to see how far I can push.
Do they
it.
Know you're a comedian?
Yeah, they've actually come to my shows.
Really?
Like my
yeah,
boss has come to my show. But my boss is a lightweight, and the 2-drink minimum is like his maximum.
Yeah.
Like, he gets real drunk real quick.
Yeah, I think that the key to that, if you're going to go to a work happy hour, is just make sure the people above you get way more obliterated than you.
Yeah, so then they're like, oh, I feel embarrassed.
Yeah, or you can, you know, catch a case. You could be like, you know what, can you talk to me?
Yeah, well, yeah, oops. that's because my fucking boss, every time he leaves, he's like this last one, because he's flying back to Israel. He was like saying bye to everyone. And he's like, no, you last. And I was like, okay. And then he kissed me on the cheek and I was like, all right.
That's a lot.
In front of my other, like my team members, like I'm a manager. So like.
No one else got a kiss on the cheek?
No, just me.
Were there any other girls?
I'm special. There was, but they had left before. So I was just me and the boys.
Okay.
And he did a little kiss on the cheek and was like, bye. And then he rode off into the sunset.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I was
like
is that's this allowed?
Yeah, it's not. I don't think so. Maybe in Israel it is. Like, if you know, imagine like just like being a girl and you're like, okay, I need to like step up. Like, trap your boss, like high five, and then you're
I just turn my face and start making out.
Yeah, it's like you get it's like the kiss in the cheek fake, but like you're just like high five, and you're like,
yeah,
oh,
just
you
put a tit in there. Yeah,
fucking touch my tit.
Fucking party.
Give
tit?
Me $20,000 or I'm suing now.
I should hold that over his head.
Yeah,
you should really be like, hey, look, that made me really uncomfortable.
We have a podcast,
but I'll feel more comfortable if you gave me $10,000.
Yeah,
I'll forget about it.
Yeah, and he'll be like, I'm writing this check right now.
Fucking Weinstein his ass. So bad.
I think that's what you got to do. Work happy hours. I'm just not. I don't think anything good could come out of it.
I've seen some like quiet people in the office like really let loose at happy hours. Like mine, like with this company, because I've been with them 6 years, have like really expanded over the time. Now we're like comfortable being like drunk fucks in front of each other, like too comfortable. Like this one quiet dude, I won't say his name, but he like. He just gets hammered and like starts like chatting it up. I'm like, I didn't even know the sound of your voice like until now.
Do you know also I realized? So like the quiet guy, is he like into his work or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it's the sense of the people who are like so into their job and they're very quiet and serious. Like they also consider this a part of their job. So, like, they go, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they
take like
this
100%
seriously.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
Anything that's, like, work-related, they'll give it their all.
Dude, he gets wild. There was one time he, like went like missing. Like we're like, yeah, we haven't seen him. And we were all in the office the next day and he wasn't there. Didn't come in until like 1 p.m. So uncharacteristic.
Oh
of him.
My God.
And then my boss was like, what happened? And they like went into a room and like had like an hour conversation. And I was like, this poor guy.
The blinds down.
Yo. Yeah. Yeah. Never. Like you, and we were like, oh my gosh, like he's in trouble.
Yeah.
And then my boss asked me to come in after that, and I was like, why am I being
because you're fucking, HR
why am I being punished? And he was like, you guys really need to like calm it down when you're out, you know, we had to like be in the office the next day. And I'm like, well, stop scheduling these fucking happy
yeah,
hours.
You think
dude.
I want to be here?
We are animals.
I'd rather yeah
dude. And like the cops were called one time. Stop, we had an no. ambulance come one time.
Where do you I've, work? Don't say it.
Only like, fans. Yeah. Only
this
drunk.
This is insane.
Yeah, I work for a content production company. I've been with them for a long time. Yeah, and yeah, honestly, I don't know how I haven't been fired yet. And I know my boss listens to like my podcast sometimes.
Oh, it does.
And I'm like, oh, whew, you're really seeing all
yeah, it's tough.
All different shades.
Yeah, nobody know. Not I don't. Nobody knows. Or they don't. They know and they don't say anything.
Yeah, it's bad. It's yeah. bad. But
I'm,
whatever. I
I'm
get my
scared.
Shit done.
I live like a little yeah double life. Me too. we got a couple things to discuss. We're also, you know, doing a little bit different type of formatting. Instead of like one long episode, we're going to be starting to, you know, make two episodes a week. We're going to be posting two shorter episodes a week, you know.
Pushing them out.
Yeah, we're just going to be pumping them, just pumping them out. So check those out. We are unsure of the days yet. So whatever day this comes out is
will
when.
Be last year.
Yeah, yeah. the date right now is October 19th, 2021. So whenever.
I was like, wait, is it? I've lost all sense of time.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we have some segments that we've been working on. I think, you know, I'm just going to kick it over to you. I think our first segment is, you know, we're going to talk about what we Googled this week. I know
oh
if you've been
God.
Listening, if you've been listening to, I've been trying to do this for so long. But now I think we're going to get into it. So Slater, what'd you Google this week?
Oh God. It's, so I Google a lot because I get into a lot of weird conversations with people.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're doing this. We're sharing the things that we don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So actually this is going to be really, interesting because last time, when I was just talking to you before, I did Google if babies do come out of your pee hole.
We were talking about this before. We'll get
because I
that
wasn't
after.
Sure. Yeah. I wasn't sure. So that's my latest Google, and then my other ones are write off tax definition,
right.
because I need to know what I can write off.
Yeah.
What? So yeah, I mean, I have a lot of weird things that I purchase, and I'm like, can I write this off?
Yeah.
And I've talked about my sketchy tax returns, so the IRS is definitely on my case.
Are they?
They're gonna be.
Yeah,
they're gonna be. They probably have someone listening.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
Listening. Well, thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, share. yeah.
And then I have what God is Mormon's God.
I think they believe the same one. No. Oh.
Yeah. See, I Google these things and then I don't remember
you
what the answer is.
You don't know
are.
The answer.
They do have a God, and this is because when I was hosting a show at Broadway the other night, there was a Mormon dude in the crowd, and I was like, "What God is that?" Because like I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
I was raised Catholic. I'm nothing now.
Yeah.
But, you know, so there everything else was a lie.
Yeah.
So I was like, Mormons. And then I just went through this rabbit hole, like, at 1 a.m., like, a Mormon religion. And clearly I didn't retain any of it.
Anything?
But I was very Mormon educated Wednesday night.
We're going to do this segment next week, and it's going to be the same. It's going to be like, what God?
what Mormon schools yeah. are there? Jehovah Witness versus Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got really into a religion kick. But yeah, so what's in your Google history searches?
What did I Google search?
Yeah.
This week, so my brother and his wife. What?
Nothing. You're like this week. my Google history search.
My brother and his wife are having a kid.
Oh,
and
congrats.
Yeah, thank
on
you
purpose?
So much. Yeah, on purpose. On
oh,
purpose,
okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Boring, I know.
Yeah.
It would have been so much better if they did it before the wedding, you know, just like spice things up a little bit.
Oh, okay. So
but
they're married.
Yeah, they're married.
Oh, yeah. That is boring.
So I was Googling, they're having a kid, then they just like, they weren't telling us the gender. And I was just like, I don't know what to call this thing. And then I got super woke. I was like, what's the non-binary, what's the gender neutral word for like your niece or nephew? Do you know what it is?
No.
It's adorable. It's nibbling.
Nibbling?
Nibbling.
That's actually a word? Like, it's like added to the dictionary?
I don't know. I just, that's what came up when I Googled it. It was nibbling is like your...
On woke.net. Yeah.
Wokepussy.org.
Yo, literally.
So yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of adorable. You know what? Maybe I'll go
my
woke
little
for that.
Nibbling.
Yeah, my, is my nibbling.
It sounds like that baby would be a biter.
Yeah, or nibbling or just like something that you would eat. Too, it's like a little
yeah,
nibbling.
Like nibble on something. Yeah, I don't like it. That baby's a cannibal.
Yeah, or we're the cannibals.
No, I feel like the baby
nibbling is like a cannibal in training.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
an intern it's
a,
cannibal.
Yeah, like a wild thing. It's a nibbling, and then it's you graduate to a nibbler.
Nibbler, yeah.
Yeah, which is scary.
But we did find out, and it is a nephew. It's a boy.
Like, oh, but you're still going to call it a nibbling.
I might. I might because, you know, I have to wait until he or she is 18 to decide.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Are they going to do, well, I guess they're not going to do a gender reveal. What they do?
Well, they did one already.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. They did a whole thing. I feel like gender reveals fell off.
Yeah, so it wasn't like a whole public thing.
They just texted you at 3 a.m. It's a boy. Definitely got the element of surprise there.
But they took a video and they like bit into my cousin's a baker.
Oh, they did nibble into something.
Yeah, they did. So my cousin's a baker and she made these like croissants or I don't know if they're cannolis or canons, but like three of them had white icing and one of them had red or blue or pink or blue icing. And then it was actually the last one that they bit into happened to be. So it's suspenseful.
So it wasn't even like just the one croissant. With
no, they
the
bit
cream.
Into three different.
Why
croissants.
Did they do that?
I get you know you just you know.
I would have loved.
It was suspenseful. If I was watching it. I was like the first one was like white, and the second one was like white again. I was like the third one. I was like really. Wow.
If the third one was white, they're like, all right, we get it. The baby's gonna be white. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, a bunch of pale.
I would have loved if they had just had like 30. Of yeah. Those baked goods. And they're like, all right, we're doing like a fucking Joey Chestnut gender reveal. We're going to have to down all of these and see which one has blue or pink frosting in it or whatever. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's crazy. So that's what I Googled this week. you know, we learned something. Well, actually, I didn't learn a single thing from you. I just learned that you Google something. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I don't
Did you Google anything else?
I don't have the answers. I Google, you know, like, you know, sometimes you have a question and you don't know how to, like, phrase it to put it into Google.
Yeah.
So a lot of mine are just, like, catchphrase things that I don't even know what the fuck I was searching for. And neither did Google. And it just ended up on a dead end.
My dad is someone who's, like, into, like, you know, tech stuff, but he's also, like, you know, an old person. So, yeah. Like, I'll have a question. He's like, put it into Google. And I was like, I don't know how to word it out. And then he'll just be like, just type in, what is this when this happens and that happens and then this happens? Like, he'll give me this
it's like
whole
a paragraph into the search bar. They're like, this is too much information.
I'm like, Dad, you're giving Google way too much trust right now. But, I mean, that's why AI is, like, now I just ask Snapchat AI, like,
oh,
a question.
Oh, you downloaded
and it
that or, like,
no,
accepted
it? No, comes
it?
With it. Yeah,
yeah
it comes with
I didn't
it.
Accept.
You have to. Oh, my God. Snapchat AI, like, controls
really?
Half of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a
Because
random...
it'll give you, like, a broken down, like, legitimate, like, answer. Like, I'll be like... What should I do to grow my podcast? Like, it's good to keep posting, share, get guests on, blah, blah, blah.
And I could have told you that.
Yeah, well, he told me.
He's like, I have no friends, so. Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. Like,
I don't Snapchat people. I just use its AI system.
When I'm lonely, I'm like, hey, do you think this joke is funny?
And then it's like, ha, 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 Corey, you are hilarious.
That's what it says. Like, it's Corey, you're so funny. Oh, my God.
It's your ego boost. Wow, you get everything from Snapchat. Thank God they implemented that, or you would have been suicidal by now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say, like, hey, can you create a friend to add me on Snapchat? So
and then you're Snapchatting with a robot, like, daily. Oh, my God, dude. I could so see that. And then you just start getting really close to it and ask it for nudes.
Yeah. Well, when you know, from experience, when I asked, they were just like, hey, I'm a robot. Like, I'm not a real person. There, I don't have a body part, you know.
Oh, it says
it's a very self-aware AI. Yeah.
You asked it?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Send me nude?
I was like, what you wearing?
I don't have clothes.
Yeah.
But I do have a conscience, and I think you're so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. very weird. That's very weird.
What's the weird part?
That you're like casually hitting up this robot every day, just like
not every day, but yeah,
sure. I would love if your phone. I'm telling you,
like start using it. You know, sometimes
I don't think I want to after that. That wasn't a good sales pitch. I feel like I would just.
What do you mean?
I would just get into a hole with this robot.
Whenever I don't know the answer to something, I'm gonna start probably using that.
Really? Yeah. Instead?
Because like Google will send you to an article link, and I'm like, ugh.
Well, yeah.
Reading.
Yeah. Well, it sometimes will highlight whatever and like put the text at the top.
Yeah. Or like, you know, hi, I'm trying to create a meal plan to lose weight. Can you create one for me? And but like, yeah, sure. You should do this for breakfast, this for lunch, blah, blah. It gives you a whole breakdown.
Yeah, on the Snapchat?
Yeah. No, so it's legit.
It's a dietitian as well.
It's everything you want.
It's basically, wow.
Yeah.
It's like the Oracle. Why is that one so much better than other AI stuff?
I don't know other AI stuff. I just have Snapchat. Yeah, that's true.
That's the OG.
When I tried doing that, it's like ChatGPT, and then like a bunch of things came up. I'm like, I don't know which one it is. And then Snapchat is like, it just works. So like, I don't.
Yeah. Have you tried putting joke ideas into ChatGPT?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I just don't know what would happen.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
It's probably structured.
Yeah, but it's like very like third grade like knock knock jokes.
Yeah, I mean yeah.
And then you're just like again. And then it like it spits out something else that's slightly better. And then you're like, again.
Yeah.
One more time. And it's just like your slave, you're cracking the whip. It's not good.
Yeah.
They're gonna get pissed about that. I feel like they're gonna take over AI bots soon.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. There's probably ones walking around us and we don't even know yet.
My coworker today, we were on a call. I was like so dead, and he was like, "Do you think AI is gonna take over?" I barely speak to this guy, and he's like, "Do you think AI is gonna take our jobs?" I was like, "Yeah, I hope so."
Yo, honestly, like, please take my job. Like, please. I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want it anymore. I heard the severance package is fantastic. So I've been slowly doing things like, well, not doing things to just, you know, get on that fire docket. Like, who's next? Who can we let go?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Slater's well, you're not HR, doing so you gotta shit.
Fire yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be great. Could you imagine I'm just in a conversation with myself and I run to both sides of the desk? And why do you think that you should still be at this company? I don't. Perfect. We're letting you go. Amazing. What's my severance?
3,000 weeks. Double your salary. Okay, deal.
Yeah, that would be the shit. And then I'd still go to the work happy hours.
Yeah.
They'd be like, weren't you? Like, you don't work here anymore. And I'd be like, yeah, read the contract. I still drink. Yeah, fine print at the bottom. She can still attend happy hours for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That's good.
Yeah.
So what else we got on this little episode? Oh, do you know, I was looking through and on Twitter, and I just saw that Lionel Messi was spotted food shopping at Publix, and that blew my mind. So I don't know if you know this. He moved to an MLS team. He's going to play for Miami.
Yeah.
That's why he's in Florida. Yeah. And this is probably the first time he's been able to go food shopping in probably 20 years.
Yeah. They don't have supermarkets in Europe.
Not even that. He probably can't even walk anywhere. No, and like he's just in Publix. It's like my grandma goes to Publix. Like I would say maybe like 5 people recognize him, like out of the whole supermarket.
Yeah, he could actually go be a normal person.
Yeah, and then Hon, what was he? You saw it also. Oh, what was yeah, he,
the photos of yeah. him in there. They are having the time of their life. He brought the wife, the fam, you know, the kids were there.
Their first outing.
Yeah, he's like, let's all do it together and we'll hold hands.
Yeah.
Fucking walking through, and then in his shopping cart, literally was like 3 bags full of just cereal boxes,
cereal,
Reese Puffs, Lucky Charms, like clearly shit that like Europe has banned,
yeah,
because they have a lot of like food regulations. Like our fucking FDA is shit. They're like, oh, poison, sell it to the children now. And then he probably was with the kids and they were like, I want this. And what's this? And he's like, we'll get it all. This is America. I want the full experience. It's like, which is great.
It's like the, like him just going for the first time. He's like, he's choosing dinner like he's a child. Like,
yeah. We're gonna have pancakes
for dinner. We're going to have Reese's Puffs.
Breakfast for dinner. Underrated, honestly.
Yeah.
Breakfast for dinner is the shit. But I feel like breakfast is always, you know, I feel like dinner and lunch get slighted almost. Lunch has a little bit because there's a brunch situation.
Okay.
But, like, breakfast is always, like, the top dog. Like, all the places are, like, serve breakfast all day.
Yeah.
Or, like, 24-hour, like, diner, and you're getting breakfast food and, like, breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
There's no dinner in bed.
I think there is.
Or dinner all day. I'm like, what if I want a fucking steak at 8 a.m.? Why can't I have that?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I know. I agree. I'm not going to do that, but I do agree. I think it's because breakfast food is like kind of just all one genre versus like lunch and dinner. That's when you like spread out.
Yeah, right? I guess. I just like a little something sweet with all my meals. So like pancake syrup, you know, you got that going on. Also, do you say syrup or syrup?
Syrup, probably.
You say syrup?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
You say syrup?
I say syrup, yeah, because it sounds like
I get it,
S-Y. You're searing it.
Syrup. I think it's your upstate accent.
No, I think there's a hot take on syrup or syrup. It's kind of like drawer or draw. You probably say draw because you're a Long Island fuck.
I think I say drawer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I say drawer.
Okay.
Draw. It's in a draw.
Yeah, it's in the jaw. Go get your syrup in the jaw.
It's in the jaw.
So weird. I don't know why.
I would say drawer. Yeah, I would say drawer.
Drawer. Okay, yeah. Good. Good. Yeah. We can remain friends.
We could remain friends. Okay.
Yeah. Well, also, you're probably opposite for me on this for sure. Is the inline online debate?
If you're standing... I'm in line. I think it changes.
Oh, really?
I'm online right now.
You dip in both sides.
I think I just say it so quickly that it's just like, I'm in line. I think
You say it quick because people probably make fun of you.
It's probably is what it is. I just go so fast, I'm like, please don't catch me.
You're like, now. I'm line.
Me line.
Me line now. Me Where line are you? But like, you're in a line. You're not online. You're not surfing the web. You know?
But you're on the line.
Are you on top of it? Are you on people?
I feel like you could technically be on the line if you're in the if you're last.
No, then you're just like behind. You're behind the line.
No, because
you're last
in
line.
You're still a part of it.
No.
I guess if you're a part of it, you're in line. I'm in line right now. I'm online right now. I think it changes. I don't know.
Wow, I never met a two-timer with the line.
I've never met somebody who's been so anal about only choosing.
Dude, like, because I used to get fucking shit on for it, for saying
inline. Who would shit on you?
All Long Island people. My ex, you know, that's why we broke up.
Oh, yeah, because the online inline debate.
I can't do it anymore. He also says draw. So, you know, that was it. That was the last straw.
That was the last drawer, actually.
Yeah, it was the last drawer.
Yeah, it was the last drawer.
It's bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never even heard that, you know.
Really?
The debate.
Oh, we're gonna take a poll.
The only thing I've heard is like on Long Island, in Long Island, and that's another thing I don't really care about.
Oh yeah. That I say on.
I'm on Long Island. I'm in Long Island. I think I say both for those.
Wow, you're a double dipper.
I'm not like
pick a side, Corey.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think I'm not thinking too much.
I'm in line on Long Island.
Yeah, I'm.
Now I'm just hooked on phonics. I don't know. Fuck. Yeah, that's rough.
I'm surprised you're very, you know, locked in on that.
Well, I think it's because I was a writer for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
So I was really into the grammar.
Yeah, I think it's because I don't know how to read. That's
yeah,
why I don't
well,
really care.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get hooked on phonics.
Yeah, should I?
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
I like grew up with that shit. Maybe that's why I'm so anal about it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Do you read a lot of books?
No.
Yeah, I don't read
books. I haven't read a book cover to cover in probably like 10 years.
Me, probably second grade.
I didn't even read the ones in high school. Like I was like Cliff Notes, Spark Notes, or Talk to the Kid in the Hallway. He's a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Give me the rundown. Like, I'm not reading the Iliad.
How many holes did he dig?
Yeah. of mice and men. Okay, how many mice were there? How many men? Yeah. Was there a war?
Give me the breakdown.
They don't even read that in school anymore. There's like a book blacklist now. I'm like, sure why couldn't is, this yeah. be happening when I was in school?
Yeah, just ban all books, please.
Like, cool. Like, now we're just going to draw.
Yeah, just movies. You're going to what?
Draw.
Draw?
Yeah.
You're going to draw?
With a pen or a pencil.
All right.
Or a marker.
Looks like my camera's about to overheat. Fuck, it's such a piece of shit.
Why is it going to overheat?
Because we're on fucking fire right now. Because
it's next to me.
Yeah, that's probably why. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe we'll move on to the last thing and then
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll get into it.
About Philip?
Philip Rivers. Do you know who Philip? You know Philip Rivers or no?
He was lastly on the Colts.
What?
He was lastly on the Colts.
Yeah.
He's retired, though.
Yeah. Did you Google that before?
No, you can check my Google search. No, I knew that. I didn't know about his 10th kid, though.
Yeah, Philip Rivers I think he just announced that he's having his 10th kid.
She's got to get her tubes tied or he needs a vasectomy.
Bro. What do you even, how is that like on purpose? Like, that's
I
insane.
Don't know.
Maybe, 10 kids?
Maybe she's a fertile myrtle.
Fertile myrtle?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, that's what they call women who get pregnant really easily.
Just like get pregnant by kissing?
Like, yeah. He probably like gets home and he's like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. She just gets pregnant upon arrival.
It's like the Medusa of getting like pregnant instead of turning to stone. He just gets pregnant.
He's like, fuck. And then she's like, guess what? It's twins. Looked a little too long.
I think he could field an offense now.
Yeah. Well, at least that's good. He's a good looking dude, I guess.
Yeah.
No, he's like run of the mill average dude.
I mean, if you're like a professional athlete, yeah, I feel like unless you're like just beat ugly, you're just like in shape enough to be good looking like enough. And I'm sure the millions and billions of dollars.
How old is he?
I would say, I have no idea, but I would guess like 37, 36.
Oh, really? No way.
What do you think?
I was thinking like 40s because if you have 10 kids. That's 10 years of pregnancy. So they started pumping them up.
Well, I would say high 30s.
High 30s.
Because I think Eli, I don't know what Eli is, but they were in the same draft class. Eli Manning
was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you didn't know about that debacle?
They were in the same draft class?
Yeah, well, it's whatever. We don't need to talk
about
it.
It was a whole thing?
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Really?
Pretty much Eli was supposed to get drafted. Eli did get drafted number one overall to the Chargers. But then he forced his way out of the Chargers to the Giants. And Philip Rivers was a part of that trade.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Imagine 10.
Maybe that's why he's having 10 kids. He's starting an army.
Yeah. I think he's going after the Mannings.
He's training them. Yeah. And then he's going to take on the Bradys.
Yeah.
But that'll be easy. You just have to make out with them. And then they're fine.
Yeah. You get Tom to not make out with his son.
Did you see the rumor going around about Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I did see that.
Dude.
What do you think?
I don't know. She did have that one article come out. I don't know when it came out, but it resurfaced and it was like her major turn-ons are like straight teeth.
Straight
and I was
teeth?
Like, so half the world? Like, you want to fuck everybody because they have great teeth?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't not say half the world has good teeth. But
really?
I would say, like, I feel like that's not unique. She made it seem like that's unique.
Yeah,
like,
she's like, if he has
I want
really...
somebody who doesn't have, like, horrible teeth. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think I want that also.
I just want someone with teeth.
Yeah.
That's my bar.
Yeah.
And preferably not homeless, but, you know, whatever comes first.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight but
teeth.
I don't know. I don't
Is
know
that
if they're...
straight teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really. That's not a quality I look for in someone.
That's a quality that I hope for.
Yeah, but it's not a deal breaker.
The thing is, like, if your teeth are noticeable, then it's either really good or really bad.
Yeah.
If they're not noticeable, then like it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? That's true. I have small teeth, so.
I think I have small teeth too.
Really?
Yeah. Which is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yours are bigger than mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's tough because I have this one tooth right here next to my big teeth it's so small that like it doesn't stay there. It's like I have to get it.
It moves?
Molded. Well, I have to like wear the retainer every day, so yeah.
Every
night. I try at least.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say
I lied to myself.
I wear them at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the whole like candid thing over COVID. It was perfect.
I did Smile Direct and I think like it worked enough, but like I think I need more.
They move a lot.
You ever see veneers? The process of getting that, they like shave your teeth. God, you look like a demon.
Yeah, like you're a little vampire, just like
yeah,
a little nibbling in the making.
A little nibbler.
Yeah,
a little nibbling.
Yeah, it's not good.
All right, well we'll wrap this one up right now, and then thank you guys so much. Listen, subscribe, share, do everything. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Have a good one.